Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast. We are up to episode number 82, and we are definitely living in some unusual times. Really, none of us have lived through anything like this before. We are now under a stay-at-home, stay-safe, work-from-home order. And really, it's all for the best. I want to mention that the Galveston Experience Podcast is produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com, 15th and Seawall in the Galveston Experience Company, which is now closed due to the restrictions we've got. The store may be open periodically, but the tours and such are all shut down until further notice. The current order is underway until April 3rd. RadioGalveston.com, of course, is Galveston's only local radio station, and we are providing hourly updates on weather, community information, all the latest closure information. And if you've got something you'd like to share, you can do that by telephone at 409-741-3400. Just press 1 at the main menu. We also have a lot of information, great links on the calendar page at galvestonexperience.com, including under the COVID community resources page, a really, really interesting link that I found and have been checking it every day. It's the global statistics, and it really drives home the benefits of staying away, staying apart. And of all of the cases we've got in the U.S., which are 59,966 as of this recording, more than half are in New York. And again, that's because of the public transit and the high population density. So half the cases in the U.S. are in New York, which really proves the point that we need to, as much as it's difficult to do, we need to stay away from each other for the next couple of weeks and just stop the spread of this virus. The sooner we do that, the sooner we can all get back to normal. So in taking a look at all of this, the statistics on this site, and again, you can find that on the calendar page at galvestonexperience.com, it is remarkable to see country by country, state by state, and it's all searchable. It shows the cases for today, the cases previously, and Texas is actually pretty far down the list as far as U.S. states with the coronavirus. For being as big as it is, Texas, as of today was, and today being the 25th of March, Texas was 10th on the list. So hopefully if we can stay away from each other, we can stem the tide, because again, day by day, we are increasing. As of this recording, there were 12 deaths in the state of Texas. But again, compared to New York, as of this time, there are 285 deaths. So let's heed all of the warnings and orders and stay at home. Residents now can only leave your house to seek medical care, pick up essential items such as food for yourself or your pets, household supplies, or participate in solitary outdoor recreational activities, or if you have to work in an essential business. That includes banks, retailers such as grocery stores, gas stations, convenience stores, in addition to obviously healthcare providers, news organizations, restaurants that provide takeout, delivery, and drive-through services. Trash collection, telecommunication systems providers also can remain on the job, and charitable organizations that provide help to those in need and child care providers are also exempted from this order. Tolls are waived at the San Luis Pass Bridge at the west end of Galveston, and Galveston has told the short-term rental guests they need to leave the island. That's anybody who has got a non-hotel reservation for less than 30 days, so that does not apply to the winter Texans. Again, that doesn't apply to hotels, but they're reserving the right to change that order next week if it looks like the hotels now are filling up with tourists. So the point is, Mayor of Galveston is definitely sending the signal that now's not the time to visit the island. Even if you just want to get down to the beach for a quick getaway, the island is having issues with supplying materials and supplies to its own residents and doesn't need the visitors competing for those very precious supplies. The city's also closed all the commercial fishing piers, charter boats, and electronic amusement games. All of the services along the seawall and the beaches are closed, while the beaches themselves are open. That falls under the category, it's okay to get out and exercise. Very difficult times, as so many people are unable to go to work, unable to generate an income. So where Tillman Fertitta has furloughed 40,000 employees. So the good news is there are several restaurants on the island that are open for takeout and delivery. If you've got information that you'd like to have us put on the podcast, the broadcast, the calendar, you can reach us at 409-741-3400. Again, that's extension 1. Yeah, I know it's tough. A lot of people are going stir crazy. On Facebook, I found a really helpful group called Best Stuff to Stream. We are fortunate with the big beach. We have a lot of opportunities to get out solo or in very small groups to do walk on the beach, do some bicycling. I saw there was people paddleboarding this morning, surfing, and obviously you just have to kind of use your best judgment. But the best way for us all to come together is to stay apart. It's kind of a bit ironic, but the sooner we're all able to do this, the sooner we're able to get past this and get back to more regular schedules and regular lives. So again, RadioGalveston.com will be broadcasting hourly updates. And as things change, we'll also be issuing more of the Galveston Experience podcast. So we hope you're well, that everybody does what we can to minimize the duration of this disruption. And do be sure to subscribe so you can be alerted next time we produce an update here at the Galveston Experience podcast. So thanks again for listening. Tell your friends, and we'll be looking for you, hopefully out and about soon when this craziness has passed. If nothing else, we'll be looking for you next time right here on the Galveston Experience podcast.